Hey, sis. Oh, you know, just chilling.
With O2, you can now get 6 months Disney Plus on us with our latest plans. Search O2 Disney Plus.
Auto opted into $5.99 per month after 6 months. Copyright 2020 Disney and related entities. Full terms apply.
With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love talking about on ye old bravs. It's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, babe.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's life over there with you?
Life is great, thanks. Life is great. How's it going with you?
Were you thinking about it?
Are you not hearing me?
Yeah. There's just a big delay. Were you thinking about it real hard? How's life?
No. I had a very quick and snappy response, so it must have been an internet delay.
Oh,
sorry
God.
To make it seem like I was contemplating things.
Well, that's the theme of the day, because this is Zoom Union Day on Real Housewives of Atlanta, everybody. Welcome to the
Seriously.
Show.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's
yeah, welcome
be a
everyone.
Technical difficulty Latin show.
Absolutely. Well, before those technical difficulties start really messing things up, why don't we do some small business shout outs?
Let's do them, Ben. Shall I start today?
Yeah, start it out.
Okay, this is for Sarah. Her brother Andy has a company that is super helpful in isolation. He makes a line of relish products that really help spice up pantry staples. Okay. The main line is a series of red pepper relishes with varying stages of heat, sweet to habanero, which are a great addition to tuna or baked beans or elevating a grilled cheese. And there's also a corn and relish balsamic pepper spread, like a more traditional cucumber spread. They're all very versatile. And you can use the promo code CRAPPENS10 for those. I don't know what you get, but something. And then people can purchase it through his website, fourthcreekfoods.com. That's Fourth Creek, like a creek runs through it, almost a Robert Redford movie. Fourthcreekfoods.com. And have it shipped for free Free for orders over four drawers or more. Okay, go enjoy your relish.
Whoa.
Oh,
I have one.
She wrote another email that said, sorry, isolation brain. The offer code is for 10% off. So there you go.
Oh, mystery okay, solved. There we go. I've got one from Abby Amin, and she's in Colorado. She came to our Denver show, which is awesome. She's sort of going through it because, she's been working hard to build up her business. So she has a dog training business called Sit, Stay, Fetch. And it's just her and her training partner, Jessica, and Jessica's the one who started the business. And they are hurting big time, she says. They're doing a remote dog training, and which has been easier for them than they thought. But it's still, business is tough right now. So they address all kinds of dog behavioral issues, and they do puppy training. And they also hold multiple certifications and only use the most humane, effective, and scientifically backed methods. They also have a supply store on their website where they sell their favorite gear and treatments and enrichment items. And Abby also hand-makes snuffle mats, which are a great tool to keep dogs busy while you're on Zoom meetings. So since dogs are having a tougher time than most of us realize, it's going to be extra hard for them to get for when things get back to normal. So dog training is probably more important now than you might even realize. So go check out Sit, Stay, Fetch. It's sit, period, stay, fetch, period. And the website is sitstayfetchdogbehavior.com. All one word, sitstayfetchdogbehavior.com. And the supplies, if you need them, are in the store tab. So that seems like a great, great service for people who have dogs.
Well, there you go, everybody. So go support your fellow Geraldines, and thanks to everybody who sends those in. So, like we said, today is Real Housewives Reunion Part 1. I'm personally super excited. I've been loving even just the previews of this. I've thought it looks so amazing. Ben, you've been a little apprehensive about Zoom reunions in general. Summer Houses wasn't great. It was office Zoom meeting, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, but I enjoyed it. Like, I was concerned about the Zoom reunion concept, but I thought the Summer House reunion was really fun. And so I was like, okay, this could work. And I thought that this actually worked really well. I am still making a very strong plea to Andy Cohen to upgrade his camera. Bravo. Send him a high-def webcam, please. Because all of these women looked amazing. They had broadcast-quality cameras. And Andy is still sitting there on a pixelated Fisher-Price webcam. I'm like, what is happening? Someone send him the camera.
Well, it's funny when we put things out there in the universe, and this is just life, not really on this show, but like when you say, God, I've always wanted a red car, and then you see like a million red cars out there. Because the other day you were saying that, you were like, oh my God, his broadcast quality, well, we both were, the AirPods or whatever, like, come on, get it together, buddy. And then the very next day, and I'm sure he doesn't listen to this show, I'm not saying it's because of us, I'm just saying it's funny to see, like the very next day he posted an Instagram of him with all of his fancy equipment in that office. And I was like, really? So you do have fancy equipment and it's still like this? Come on.
Yeah, what is... I mean, I don't believe it, okay? Because I've seen other shows that have, like, their stars at home broadcasting, and they have sharp-as-fuck webcams. Like, Andy's...
I didn't see his webcam, but it looked like a fancy audio setup and stuff like that. Yeah.
His audio sounds good. His audio sounded good on the reunion, but better than it has been on other things. But, he's just, it's like his webcam is not good. And then he's also got this patchy beard that he has been really, really trying to sell all year long. He shaved it off and was like, oh, it's gone. And now it's back again. And he's trying to push that beard. But the problem is that the beard with like the pixelation looks all just kind of like messy and craggly. I'm just like, either lose the beard or get a better webcam, but together they are not giving Andy his optimal visual appeal.
Yeah, I agree. He's looking rough. And part of it is it's like, I'm a dad now. And part of it is, I guess all of us being stuck at home. It's not like I come showing up clean, but I don't think anybody expects me to look like clean.
Exactly.
I was impressed.
Yeah, we could throw these rocks because our house is not glass yet because we're just podcasters. We're not like famous people on TV.
Yeah, he's he did show up in a suit though, and like looked fairly cleaned up today. So he did. Like that.
He did. Yeah,
I like that. We're like Andy's thing. Like bitchy mom. Like, can you? Eat, we are. Can I you know. Just I feel groom your beard, honey.
That's
come
all
on.
I want. I want him to put his best foot forward. I mean, because here's the thing. Like, our brand is that we are, as Kyle Richards would say, ragamuffins. You know, we are known for being just like slop, two slops, okay? But Andy is like, look at my chic apartment, look at me in a suit. Hey, here I am standing with my feet out wide again and my pelvis forward and my half smile. Yeah, I'm handsome. So it's like, you're supposed to be handsome, Andy, at all times.
Yeah. But, you know, he was all suited up today, which I liked. So he shows us epic reunions of the past. He's like, the Real Housewives of Atlanta are known for epic reunions, and I'm known for having a baby. So let's look at some clips, shall we? So we see clips of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunions being amazing over the years. But now it's quarantine, so of course everybody's stuck at home.
Yeah, exactly. So everyone is on their webcams or their phones or whatever, and Eva's giving us a tour of her living room, etc.
Which is sad. Like, they're also showing, yeah. It's sad. And she points to the couches and she's like, "Hey, you know what? This is where the magic is going to happen because I feel like the girls are here because we're on these couches." And I was like, "Oh my god, get like cuter couches. Those are very like IKEA." I don't know. Eva, I like that Eva moved into a new house. So I'm not poor shaming anybody. I'm more taste shaming. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There was something very bland. I was surprised overall that the women all seemed to have very gray metallic rooms that they gathered in. Like, everyone had a gray metallic room.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Welcome to 2020. I liked Candy's room the best. That blue.
Yeah,
that
hers was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then Kenya is doing a sexy intro. She's like, "This is a reunion of exposure." Ha ha ha. Because she's in a towel getting ready.
Yeah. And then Cynthia, of course, is with Mike Hill. And of course, Cynthia's at the kitchen island. She's like, "Chad, I'm here with Mike Hill. We're Chahil in the kitchen in L.A. having a fun time."
And it made me worried for Cynthia because there was a note taped next to the stove that says, "Turn off stove, Miss Mike Hill."
Yeah.
That's like, God, Cynthia, jeez. You have to have a note to remind you to turn off the stove.
I know. Was this also an open mic? Like at the time he burned down five different houses because he didn't turn the stove off?
She's like, "It's going to be a shade storm." So then we cut to Marla, who's in bed reading the Bible. Fucking Marla.
Yeah. And then we see Nini. Nini is putting on her 30th pillow onto a bed. I have never seen so many pillows on a bed. She has spot every pillow. She's like, "We're going into quarantine. Okay, I am getting every pillow." And we saw that big pillow bed earlier this season, but I think that it's actually grown in pillows since then.
Yeah. And Nini, you know, this is teaching us a lot about them. Like, Nini is the kind of person to wake up and make her bed. Who knew? I had no idea. They say that that's a sign of a successful person.
Oh, you think she makes her bed every morning? That was all for show. There were cameras on. She's like, "Look at me making my bed. I've got my life together."
Oh, I figured if it was for show, she'd be like, "Here's my maid."
Oh, no. She wants to show. She likes having moments where she shows she's like down to earth and grounded.
Oh, with her also, like 30,000 silk pillows.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all, here's the thing, is that they're all dressed up. These women are all glammed up. They have makeup on. They risk their lives to bring makeup people into their houses to do their hair and makeup. They have these amazing cameras. They're in these elegant like looks and dresses and everything. And then we see Andy like unshaven, you know, at least again, he's in his suit, but like, come on, Andy, shave. Everyone else did.
He's like, "Well, you've always been trailblazers, and now you're trailblazing yourselves through our first virtual reunion. And if this isn't the most jacked up version of the Brady Bunch, we're the Shady Bunch. We are. We're the Shady Bunch. We are."
"Hey, Nini, you look beautiful tonight. I don't think I'm allowed to ask about your boobs anymore, but man, I am going to DM you privately because we can do that now on Zoom and say, 'What's up with your boobs? Are they new? Are they bigger? How are they feeling?' Anyway, you only have to reply to me. Anyway, how's your new single going?"
I noticed that too, that he didn't talk about anybody's boobs. It was weird. And if ever there's a night for a question about boobs, it's tonight. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's like, "So, how's your new single, huh?" And she's like, "It's better than most." Snap. Snaps right in the camera. And Kenya's like, "Oh, Jesus. I don't get paid enough for this."
I know. Is it better than most? I've only heard it once. And that was during an interstitial on this show.
Yeah. Me too. But, you know, I'm not out there clubbing, okay? know what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sick. I haven't heard Nini's single really beyond just that one scene. So Kenya, she's like, I like to look pretty, extra pretty when I'm going to read a bitch. Ha!
And how's Brooklyn and Mark? And she's like, oh, you know, Mark's having a rough time. He's feeding hospitals.
Oh, God. You know he's probably just the biggest asshole. Like, he's probably the only food courier or food service that the hospital is not looking forward to. He's like, yes, so I brought you some food. You're going to, like, what are you going to do? You're going to give me, when are you going to let me speak to the staff, huh? When are you going to, like, no, sir, just give us the food. We're busy. All right, fine. A little unappreciative if you ask me.
Like, this is what you wear to work today?
Yeah.
He's like dissing the nurses outside. So Andy's like, yeah. Cynthia, goddess of cheekbones, how's the virus put a hold on your wedding plans with Chahil? And she's like, well, Andy, I'm hoping for the best. We're scheduled for 10:20, unless I'm fired from this show this week. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. Because the rumor is Cynthia has been canned already.
Yeah,
we can kind of see why from this reunion. Cynthia does nothing.
She looks like she's lost her will to be a housewife, and she's pretty much moved to Los Angeles. So, yeah. I think this is the end for Cynthia.
I don't think Cynthia's the problem, though. I think they need to keep thinking. Like, I mean, I've always thought Cynthia was kind of Borsnoren 7 years ago, but still, like, she's not really the problem. I think you need to get rid of one of the heads of the monster.
Nini.
Or I think Kenya. It's Nini. Probably Nini. I think you keep Kenya. I'm with Nini, too.
Yeah, I think Nini's just more of a... Nini's difficult to watch. That's my problem. So, so she's still hoping for that. And meanwhile, Portia's wearing a crown, and so Andy's like, so how do you compare your crown to Kenya's Miss USA crown? And Kenya's like, well, if you have to earn one, if you can't earn one, you buy one.
Yeah, like your husband.
Yeah, exactly.
And Portia's like, you tried it. Well, it's not dusty, I'll tell you that.
So, Candy tells us that Blaze just turned 5 months old and is wonderful. And Eva is almost settled into her new house. And that baby Maverick is in the 97th percentile for everything. And then, like, all the women just, like, roll their eyes.
Yeah, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, it's like a baby.
Yeah. So Annie's like, well, I thought you guys were doing your own makeup today, but I saw people walking around. And he's like, who did their own makeup actually for real? And Candy's like, me, I did. And Eva's like, I half did mine.
Yeah, she's like, well, I mean, I did my hair and then someone else did my makeup. I'm like, your hair is pretty short, you know? Like, you basically had, like, if you half did it, that means you had someone in your house. That's what he's basically asking. Who brought someone into your, who broke quarantine or isolation, right?
Yeah. So then Andy is talking about alter egos, because they've all got alter egos. We've got Nini and Nene, Cynthia and 50 Cent, Candy versus Salt Bae, and Kenya versus Ken. And they're all cracking up at the end of the clip, which ended with Kenya being pretty much verbally abused by Mark. And they're like, ha, 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 what great clips.
He's like, oh, those were good times. So, Cynthia, when you became 50 Cent, how many cents are you going to add before you retire it? She's like, well, you know, when I was 50 Cent, I thought that 50 Cent is better than 53 cents. So I think that, like, Chad, I think I'm going to retire it and just be 53. That's still my attempt at her doing her laugh.
I still haven't noticed her laugh. What the hell? I'm a bad partner.
She has like she has this very round.
So Andy says, Nini says there's a different side to you, Cynthia. And she's like, well, she's right, Andy. I have Kitchen Island, Cynthia. I have, I'm in love, Cynthia. But I'm no punk, Andy. I'm no punk. And Portia's like, I don't think having a different personality is you being a punk. And that's not nice to say. And Andy's like, well, who called her a punk? I think that was Nini. And Nini goes, correct. Nini is just screaming and yelling and telling everybody off for no reason this entire time.
Yeah. Cynthia's like, well, everyone on this show knows I'm not a punk. I mean, you back me in a corner and I'm going to give you what I get. Unless, of course, that corner is the stove that Mike left on, in which case I'll just get burned again, over and over again.
Unless you're giving me a good glass of wine, Andy, because I will drink that before I serve it to somebody else. That's for sure.
Yes.
So Andy's like, well, this year we had a new alter ego. Eva, why did you name Candy Salt Bay?
And Eva's like, well, because she dabbles salt on everything. And Candy's like, she's like, see, now, Riley, I was telling it like it is.
And Portia's like, well, Candy just gives her input, and we have to remember why she told me the tea about Eva. It's because I was going on a whole rant about Marlo not talking about Eva's finances, and then Candy said, being the gracious, wonderful person she is, that she put me up on game with Eva.
Basically.
Portia is, like, really mad at Eva this reunion, and I'm not entirely sure I understand why.
Apparently, something there was some happened. Stuff in The Secrets Revealed that we don't watch, because that's, like, our one thing every season that we're like, we don't do Secrets Revealed. And yeah. Neither one of us watch that, but apparently they cut out a whole storyline about Eva getting caught talking shit about Portia, which is kind of what Eva's always getting caught doing, and then denying, you know? And so apparently Portia's really mad at that.
Oh, that's also shady for Eva, because we're like, gosh, Eva, we're like, we know you're pregnant and everything, but man, you have to do something. And so it actually sounds like she was doing something, and the producers just cut it out.
Well, I think they showed a little bit of it, but they didn't go into as much of a fight as it was.
I would have liked to have seen that, because I actually think that Eva's a really good fighter when she fights. Like, she's always really good on the reunions. She's really good with her reads. And I always want to see more of that during the main show. And so what happens is every reunion, I'm always like, you know, I do like Eva on this show. Man, I hope she brings that energy next season. And that's how I'm feeling again right now.
But she does it during the reunion, but not during the show. Because during the show, when she's called on it, she just lies and says that she didn't mean it that way or she didn't say it. And so it very rarely leads to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So then Andy's asking Kenya what she thought about the nickname Ken. And she's like, I thought it was funny. I mean, it's something that only he says, so it's special to me. I'm like, ew. Like, why do you want... why are you, like, allowing his nicknames to be special to you? He's a douchebag, you know?
Because they're back together now or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we find out. And that's so disappointing.
The clips that they just showed of him calling her Ken is all the ladies saying, yeah, she shuts the fuck up around him because he's mean to her.
Yeah.
So it comes back to her and she's like, it's special, Andy, which is just so sad and gross. And Nene goes, well, I like Ken because she's the better person. And he says, what makes Ken a better person? She goes, because she knows how to shut the fuck up. And Kenny goes, well, maybe Nene needs to learn how to be more like Ken, because she needs to learn how to shut the fuck up, too.
And Nene goes, Nene is more like Ken, okay? And Nene is coming in to get that ass. And Kenya's like, pick one of your multi-personalities. And Nene goes, pick one of your personalities. Ken, I was like, is this really the best reading that we can do? It's like,
That's Nene this entire season and this entire reunion, at least the entire first part of the reunion. She's just doing a you are fight the whole time.
Nene always claims to be the best reader, but she's really not a good reader. She's a good interview. Like, she has good quips and she has good prepared reads, I guess, in her interviews. But in reunions, she just always goes to you are. It's like, you know what, Nene, you shut the fuck up. No, you shut the fuck up. It's like, oh, okay, sure. All right, I guess.
And she says something about the personalities, and Kenya says, along with my many talents, and she goes, good for you, bitch. And then then Kenya does that thing, and she does that a lot in this show too. She's like, oh wow, I'm already called a bitch. Well, I guess we're ahead of schedule. Like, she's so offended to be called the B word. Kenya, you're the lady who called someone a C word this year for doing nothing to
seriously
you, by the way.
But it was her first time ever having to call someone that. So think about what that had to mean for her. Yeah. So then Nene's like, I'll always call you a bitch. Nene always wins.
Yeah. Nene, just, you're exhausted. Okay, go to that bed you just made and relax. So we come back from commercial and he's like, well, we're back with the Shady Bunch. We are the Shady Bunch.
Wow. The Shady Bunch. That's good. I'm just going to sit in that moment for a second. The Shady Bunch. Yeah. So, hey, let's look at Kenya's terrible marriage. Look at that. Wow. Hey, a lot to unpack there, right? Hard to watch, right? Let's do some old favorites. Hard to watch. Lots to unpack there. Hurts a bit, right?
Boobs. So he's like, so what's changed, Kenya? And she's like, well, we're in counseling now, and Marcus made a complete 360. Which basically means he's back to being the same way he was.
Yeah, that means that he rotated and is in the exact same angle.
But Kenya has set up certain roadblocks, and he's dealing with them properly, so she likes him again. She says that she blocked him, but then he started asking around for a meeting with her so he could speak with her again. And then he became more humble in emails. So they're back. They're back, baby.
Yeah. Because he's fighting for his family, which is all she wanted him to do. How about, like, be a good husband so you don't have to fight for your family? How about that instead, you know?
He's also fighting to stay alive right now because he's a restaurant owner during the Corona 19 crisis. So that's fine.
Oh, God. So Andy's like, well, maybe Mark saw himself on TV and realized what an asshole he was. And all this is kind of fake, you know?
And she agrees, which I think she's like, I think you do see yourself on TV and change. I mean, look at me, Andy.
Look how I've risen.
So he's like, well, now that we know that Mark was entertaining other women, how would you feel if Tanya brought the other woman on? Kenya, how would you feel? She's like, I never said he was entertaining other women, Andy. And he goes, you said he was texting. She goes, oh, well, he texted a woman he had dated. So it was an old girlfriend or some rando that he was with. Okay, I mean, that's different.
Yeah, okay. She asked to be his hoe, and he didn't shut her down in a way that I would have liked. That's what it was. So, like, okay, so the question still remains, what would happen if Tanya brought that woman in front of you? Then how would you feel about that, you know?
Yeah, nope, the question didn't remain. He just moved on. He's like, well, why are you allowing a man to chastise you? You know, if you do this, if he does this in public, how is it in private? And she's like, well, it's, you know, once the cameras stop, if I don't like something, then that's the time to tell him, Andy. That's the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Andy's like, you know, it's funny because I view you as such a strong woman who maybe boobs, have they been updated? No? Yes? No? Okay, you're a strong woman. And to see someone speaking to you this way, it was sad for me. So sad that I had to exploit it on TV.
Yeah. And Nini's just bored while Kenya cries. She's like, but yeah, it's my family. And she's like, whatever, lame.
Yeah, Kenya starts doing beauty pageant crying. She's like, you know, when it comes to my family and when it comes to someone I care and love, I'm not a fighter. And I'm not going to be combative. I'm not. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah, and Andy just ignores it, too. He just ignores her crying. And he's like, well, speaking of not your crying, Kissy says, Kenya, seeing fans saying things about you deserve this and this is karma, how do you feel about what you said about other people's families? And she's like, Andy, you need to ask that listener what they think about what those people have said about me and my relationships.
And go,
typical Kenya.
Yeah, and Portia's like, I've never spoken about my relationships because I guess, because basically the person who wrote in, aka Andy, is saying like, you know, Kenya had a lot to say about Phaedra and Kim Zolciak and Kim Fields and Portia, and Portia's like, you know, I never spoke about any of your relationships ever, but you certainly had a lot to say about, you know, about me, and Kenya's like, well, you called me name, then you said no man would ever have me.
And she's like, and Portia goes, I called you names because you called me names. And she's like, we don't have to revisit the past.
Okay. Yeah, and she's like, you said I was my ex's beard. And she goes, well, you said it too. You said when he gave you your dress back, it was like from one queen to another. And you also alleged that he hit you too. So you said it all.
Well, she was saying that to Portia, right?
Yeah, to Portia.
Yeah. And so Kenya's like, which I don't remember that.
I remember it.
So Portia's like, well, we're talking about you now, so don't play a victim to be the national victim of battered wives. And I was like, oh my God. Oh, this is getting dark. Jesus.
Yeah, Portia's like, don't try to make me look bad. And Kenya's like, you already made yourself look bad. And so, which is a little bit on the Nini side of a comeback. And then Portia's basically saying, like, listen, if you want to be a changed person, you have to acknowledge your past. At which point, Kenya's like, well, you need to acknowledge your past. And then Portia just starts going, accept your past, honey.
And Andy's like, let me get in here. Let me get in here, guys. Tap out. Tap out. Nini? Nini mentioned karma. Nini, what were you referring to? And she's like, I'm going with Portia on this one. Maybe she didn't know because she had never been married before, but now she gets what it's like to be married. Which I guess gives you some kind of protection. You can just be as shitty as you want to people who aren't married. But once you're married, you better watch out because you're a much worse person for it.
Well, because for years they were always able to throw it into Kenya's face that she wasn't married and didn't have kids. Like, that was like their favorite thing. That was always her, the kink in her armor. But now, or the chink in her armor, whatever it is. But then, but now that she has, now it's like, well, you never were married. You didn't have a kid, or you're like late to the table. So whenever they get frustrated with her, they just throw that at her instead.
Yeah. You're married now, but not long enough to really not shame you about it.
Yeah, and then, so basically, Candy's like, can I say something? I don't think it had to do with karma. I think it's just that Kenya and Mark were in a long-distance relationship, and they had a new baby, and they had to adjust with how to deal with each other, and that's probably why things went down. It was not karma.
Yeah, and then Andy's like, so what about when Nini said, when Nini told Wendy Williams that Kenya didn't even use her own egg? And Eva's like, that is so disgusting. And he goes, Nini, do you regret that? She goes, no.
Yep. He's like, well, where'd you hear it? She goes, doesn't matter where I heard it. I hear things the way they hear things, and they speak out of the side of their neck, you know? She's like, I've been called bipolar. I don't see anyone apologizing for that. I'm like, because it's a pretty accurate read on you. Like, you are kind of bipolar. Sorry.
And Eva says, oh, that's so becoming for a grandmother. She's like, this isn't your fight. We'll get to you. And she's like, sweetheart, baby, this is whatever I want it to be. She's like, you're trying to take that plum and turn it into a peach.
Yeah. And nobody can help you today, implying that I guess Nini has been helping her along. And so Eva's like, I was on the red carpet while you were like trying to get on there when I met you, sweetheart. She basically is like, I've been famous longer than you have been, which is essentially the same argument of like, I've been married longer than you have been, Kenya, but now it's like in fame version. And Nini does not want to hear that.
Yeah, she's like, no one cares about you being on some carpet 17 years ago, okay? And they just start yelling at each other, and we cut to break while they're squawking.
Yeah. Eva's like, been on it, been on the cover of magazines, face of a cosmetics line. And Nini's like, I've been on magazines too. I've been in the Penny Saver, been in the Penny Saver before because I was on the cover of the Penny Saver.
And she's like, all you can talk about is top model. Nobody cares. And that was the last time you were on top. Respect your elders. Respect your elders. And then she starts screaming, go back to L.A. and lick bottoms. Lick the bottoms to stay on top because that's what you do. And Andy mutes them because they won't stop.
Yeah. They are just like incessant because Eva's like, listen, you didn't have a camera on you in 2003, not in 2004, not 2005. It was sort of like a very funny but sad fight.
Yeah, it was. And Portia starts cracking up. She goes, they went on mute. Oh, no, you didn't. And Kenya immediately goes, this is why people call Nini bipolar. And then Nini was just let off mute. And she goes, you're bipolar, bitch.
Another classic Nini read. So Kenya starts saying how Nini goes after things that are off limits, like kids. And Nini's like, you know, Nini, but again, it's the whole buffalo thing. And she's just like, I don't care. Which is funny because later on, Portia gets so mad at Eva for allegedly going after kids when Portia's buddy Nini totally called Kenya's baby a buffalo, or called Kenya a buffalo because she was pregnant, you know?
Oh, yeah. Portia has a lot of hypocritical moments in this, too, where she's like, how dare you make fun of babies? Your baby looks like a clone with ears.
Yeah.
So, they're so terrible, but they are so fucking funny. So, Nina's, someone said, Kenya goes, that girl over there, all that stuff happened with her child, and I never brought it to light. And she said, my baby looks like Mark. Well, thank God, because we all know where her children are. They're hers, because they look exactly like her. And then Eva goes, touche. And Nini just sits there, kind of not getting it.
Yeah.
And then she goes, hey.
Touche moment.
Yeah, touche. Word. Yeah, Sonia's like, yeah, Ramona, that's what touche is. And Nini's like, this face is gorgeous.
Yeah, she's like, this is gorgeous. And you mad? And Kenny goes, I'm so flawless. And Nini's like, you wish you was flawless. And she goes, listen, you're out here looking like a white woman in drag. Shut the hell up.
Oh, God. And then Nini goes, your body is botched, bitch. Botched booty, botched body. And she goes, I don't know if I'm looking at a Real Housewives reunion or a clip from White Chicks, Andy. And Andy's like, this is so fun.
he's winking at the audience. Yeah, he's having a great time. He's like, wow, I can't believe I can do this from my home. So, hey, I remember years ago when Sheree said something about one of your kids and you were very upset, Nini. Why'd you go after Kenya's kid? And she goes, I repeated what I heard about her kids and she repeated things as well. Which doesn't really answer the question.
Yeah, and Kenya's like, I never repeated anything about your kids or anyone else's children. And Nini's like, you keep on fucking with me. I'll have more to say. And Eva goes, oh, really? You haven't had shit to say for 6 months. And she's like, you want my turn, bitch? You want my turn?
Yeah, you're on my turf. And Eva's like, yes, that's your house and this is mine. She's, I own my house. I own my house. And Eva's like, well, what happened to your multiple foreclosures? You know, she goes, I never had a foreclosure because I had never purchased a house before. It was like this weird foreclosure posturing that was happening.
It's weird, like, who's really more poor? Fight. And then Forrest is like, I thought you guys said finances were off limits. And Eva says, I never said shit about finances. You guys come after my finances all the time. And she goes, oh, well, you're definitely bringing them up now, so I guess it's all on the table.
And so, yeah, so Eva basically is like, I don't know how someone can purchase a $1 million house with no finances to their name. And Portia's like, wow, so you got a house. Guess what? We all have a house. Like, shut up.
And Eva comes in with the good one, the age shame, where she's like, yeah, you're all older than me, too. And Portia goes, you're no spring chicken, boo-boo. And she goes, yeah, well, you are an age 10. And she goes, those titties are age 10s.
She says her titties are socially distancing.
This fucking show.
Yeah, they're just screaming.
Oh, my God.
Breaking Zoom. So, is Kenya legally married? So, and Nini, do you still care about that marriage license? And Nini's like shaking her head because, you know, she already knows that she's going to lose this one, that Kenya clearly is going to produce the marriage license, which she does. She goes, if you ask me politely, I might produce a receipt. So she pulls out her marriage receipt, et cetera, marriage certificate.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
St. Lucia Parish of St. Lucia. It's June 10th. So that's legal in America too, I guess.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the law.
I don't know.
So I was like, is that real? You know, I get all conspiracy. I'm like looking at it close up. Like, is that even real? And then I was like, you don't know what the real one looks like, stupid. So why don't you stop doing close ups?
Yeah. And also, who really cares?
Yeah.
So now Cynthia's like, you know, one of the recurring topics in this group is stovetop safety. You gotta turn it off afterwards. No? Is that just a me issue? Me and Chill issue? Okay. Well, another issue is fake relationships. And, you know, it's this thing that people have to be with people to be on the show. And Nini implied I was in a fake relationship with Mike, which is not fake at all. We have a totally chill relationship. See what I'm saying? It's a little joke.
And then Eva's like, yeah, you said it was fake with Will. And Cynthia goes, no, she said Mike. I was like, well, she said Will, too.
Yeah. Well, Will was everyone fake. Knew that was fake.
Yeah. I love that Cynthia's like, well, I don't believe in calling people's relationships fake. Yeah, because you've had a bunch of them. So
I know.
I don't blame you.
So and then Nini is like, I have never implied that you were in a fake relationship with Mike. And then they just cut to a headline that's like, Nini says the engagement's fake.
And Nini's like, what we're not going to do is direct all the shit at me. What we're not going to do. And they're like, oh, Nini, Jesus Christ, we're just talking. She goes, oh, really? Look what I can do. I can do this. And she slams down her laptop.
Yeah, she closes her laptop, her Windows laptop. And so then they're like looking at
Windows shame her. I knew it.
I only declared that it was a Windows laptop. I didn't add any judgment or commentary to it. I just stated, all I'm saying is that if you have a Windows laptop, you're in the company of Nini. That's all I'm saying. And you can take from that what you want. You can take with it. All I'm going to say is have fun having green text bubbles with Nini. Cause I'm sure that happens too.
Well, it's funny that Nini has to be the first walk off of a Zoom. You know?
Yeah.
So they're all cracking up that she just did that. And Kenya's like, you need to come back because you weren't in the episodes and you need the checks, girl.
So Eva's like, I can't stand this old bitch. Again, going for the age thing. Yeah. And Andy's like, well, we are still looking at a closed computer screen from Nini Leaks. Wow, look at that. Look at all that fingerprint smudging on those keys. Wow. So, hey, welcome Tanya and Marlo, everyone.
He's like, Marlo, you're teaching from home? How's that going? She's like, Andy, all right, I say this. Ted Turner gives you $500. And another old white guy takes $20. How many dollars do you have left? All right. That's some pretty good old prostitution math. Glad that that's still working out.
Hey, here's another problem I've been working with my nephews on. Okay. A tiny doormat is on a train going 50 miles per hour. And a large, normal-sized doormat is going 70 miles per hour in an opposite direction. At what time does Portia choose the wrong doormat? Thank you.
The answer is poor people, Andy.
So Aunt Tanya's like, oh, nice to cyber see you, Andy. I converted my hibachi grill into a supercomputer with Paul's help, and I can see you in super dev. Whoa!
And Eva just rolls her eyes at her. Kenya's like, because Nini jumps back in. It's so funny. Like, the second that Tanya and Marlo start to get attention, Nini comes back, and then no one ever talks to Marlo or Tanya again.
Yeah, Andy's like, so, Tanya, no run-ins with the cookie lady? She's like, no, but I did make some Pillsbury cookies the other day, which I fully believe.
Yeah. So
she basically is the Pillsbury Doughboy of the cast, right? Oh, touch my stomach! Woo! Woo!
So Nini jumps back on. She's like, I had to go pee and change my tampon. I was like, God, you are just so everything. Just get rid of her. Get rid of her. Got her feet.
Did you notice that when her laptop opened up, she had some notes written down on index cards that were like, when the laptop opened, you know, that angle, you could see them. And I tried to read them, but like half of them were obscured. But she had totally written notes down and like also like, in like really big handwriting font, like she used like every letter was two lines of index notes, so she clearly had written in her quips or whatever, and so she was ready. She scripted something. I don't know what it was, but she has shit scripted for this reunion, which I shouldn't be surprised at. You know, I'm sure most of these women have shit that they've like rehearsed, but it was just funny that she had her cue cards right there.
Yeah, I have it all closed up and I can't see anything either. The top thing says your, and then it says I had to read. It's because, but then everything else is kind of blurry. I can't read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who knows? So then Andy asks Candy about taking over the role of bone collector from Sheree. And he's like, no one liked it when Sheree did it. And we see a bunch of clips and stuff. And Candy's like, well, look, I get along with everybody. And so I heard everybody's conversation. So if I don't tell somebody shit I heard, then I'm a bad friend. But then if I do tell them, then I'm a bone collector. What do you want from me?
Yeah, exactly. So why didn't Eva talk with Portia before becoming so shady to her? Because one of the big controversies in this is that whole really hard to describe fight where Eva didn't bring her baby to Kenya's baby shower thing, and then Portia told Kenya. And so Candy told Eva that Portia told Kenya that Eva wasn't bringing her baby. And so Eva was kind of like, doesn't she have other things to do? Like, shouldn't she be like, her C-section is barely even healed, and she's already talking to Kenya about this stuff. And maybe she should, like, spend less time, like, forwarding blogs or something like that. She basically had, like, a response that has now blown up, which I didn't think the response was really that bad, but now it's blown up to a whole fight.
And Portia's like, let me tell you something about this raggedy-ass foul bitch at the bottom. These bottom bitches turn around and do the most low-down thing possible after you try and shoot with them.
And Eva's like, no one talked about your child. Nini said your child looks like Dennis five times, and she does, okay? My child looks like her father, okay? The question is, why are you bothered? Just because my husband is way more attractive than yours? Like, what is the problem?
Just because my husband seems to actually have a career path and here sells hot dogs and is stoned all the time? What is the problem? Mm.
And Portia's like, I will never forgive you for talking about my child.
Like, oh, God. And they're all hiding behind their babies, right? Like, the baby gives them the biggest shield. They're hiding behind baby shields. She's like,
and Portia,
you come from my C-section, like, thousands of women have gone through.
Like, okay, okay.
No. Okay, this is not what that's not. She didn't come for your C-section. She said your C-section had barely healed. That is not coming or shaming a C-section. Yeah. That is like making a joke about a time span that's like, but she is like trying to rally a mommy army against Eva, and
yeah.
And you can see Eva's like a little flustered because Eva's trying to defend herself, but you can see she's a little concerned that she's going to be accused of being a mommy shamer.
Yes. And then this is where Portia totally is a hypocrite because she's like, do not ever talk about children or I will whomp you upside the head. I mean, Dennis with that bow. Your baby is a clone with a bib.
It's like literally the same insult. And Eva's like, I meant it as a read to you, dummy, to you. And then Andy goes, well, it doesn't look great, I have to say. It's like, what do you, that's not, it looks totally fine. It is totally fine, okay? And by the way, I think you're allowed to say, even if there it was shady, it looks like Dennis with a bow. You know what? I think you're allowed to say that. You know what? Because guess what? I think people say shit like that but, behind the scenes. Like, did you see that baby? It looks like Dennis with a bow.
Well,
I think that's okay.
A million times. And I think, look, if Eva would just say, yeah, I said it, I was just trying to be funny, sorry. It's not a big deal, but she's like, I never said it. Oh, I don't remember saying it. You know, she goes on these whole things that she doesn't have to. Like, just own what you say. Own it, baby. Okay?
Yeah.
Lisa Rinna in here.
Yeah. Plus, I also feel like, now this may be controversial. I mean, in general, I try not to make fun of people's children or babies because it is awful. And like, because the worst thing, I think, ultimately, is you don't want the kid to get back to the kid, you know, because if, to think of like a kid like hearing ridicule from an adult is like heartbreaking. Like that is terrible. Like you never would want that. But that being said, I mean, is the baby really going to hear and understand if you say, oh, that baby, that's an ugly baby or something like that. You know, it's like on Seinfeld, like that is an ugly baby. It's not like the baby is going to hear that and be traumatized, you know?
Yeah. And
at least for a few years.
She's like, well, she does look like Dennis with the bow. And Portia goes, and you look like a stone with lips on it.
A thumb.
Oh, a thumb. With lips on it. I was wondering what a stone. I was like, what? A thumb with lips
no, a
on
thumb
it.
With lips on it.
Thank
yeah.
you. I rewound it twice.
So something happened, which I didn't even, I totally even forgot that this happened, but Eva got, as Andy said, feedback when she referred to her castmates as little nappy heads. And it's like, what made her think it was okay to say that? And Eva's like, first of all, I'm a black woman and one cannot tell me how to speak about the culture that I'm in. And I was actually surprised because the women were like, they realized this was like a serious thing and they did not turn it into like a ridiculous fight. Because Kenny was like, well, listen, you know, you're a light-skinned woman with, like, quote-unquote straight hair and light eyes, and it's, like, difficult for a woman like me that is brown like me who has textured hair, and I don't think you meant it offensively, but you just have to be sensitive. And Portia was like, yeah, you do. And I was like, wow, like, that was really great. That was a great moment.
I know,
of, like,
they just jumped in. They were, like, serious and calm. Like, we don't need to fight about it. It's over now.
Yeah,
like, just let's
thoughtful
end it here.
About, like, yeah, like, yeah. We're not calling you. We're just saying, hey, just think about it this way, and, you know, going forward, think that. I was like, wow, a nice, like, teachable moment right there.
And then it cuts to Andy's face, and it's like he's falling asleep with his face all the way up against the camera, and his eyes are kind of crossed. Did you notice that?
Yes. Well, because he must have been exhausted from thrusting his chest at the camera the whole reunion. Did you notice that every time he talked, he would, like, go, like, peck first? He's like, so! And, of course, you can't see me, but I just did it to my microphone. If you could feel the rush of wind around the microphone, that was me doing my Andy impersonation.
Oh, as I say, don't. I was like, oh, God, Andy's going to fall over. So when we come back, we start in on Nini again. It's like, you never know when she's going to slam that laptop shut, so let's just keep going in on Nini. So it's like, basically, it's the Anini apology tour.
Yeah. So, yeah, you enter the season with more fractioned relationships than you could handle, but with a Birkin bag full of olive branches, you took a spiritual journey to try to fix them. So, yeah, we see this montage of Nini apologizing to everyone, and Eva just rolling her eyes during the whole thing, etc. And when we come out of it, the very first question that Andy wants to know is, what's your status with your relationship with Wendy Williams?
Because apparently Wendy got mad that Nini called her on Instagram Live. And Nini's like,
this
well,
is separate from the show, right? That was a separate thing that happened? Okay.
Yeah. So Nini's like, well, we're just two girlfriends having a talk, and I just assume it's neutral. And he goes, what's that? She goes, it means we're fine. Like, we're fine. And which means they're not, obviously. And yes. We find out as this goes on, why not? So Kenya's like, well, I don't think that's a real
friendship. They're not really being honest and open. I mean, clearly this woman got online and talked about her like a dog. Why else would she go onto her platform on national TV and say, I'm Wendy Williams, the queen of daytime TV, and you don't come for me? She doesn't think anything of NeNe.
Yeah. I wish I had seen what happened on Wendy's show that they're referring to, because it was, they obviously couldn't get the footage for it, so it was hard to understand, but it sounds like Wendy went on her show, was like, I don't know who that is. And basically, Tanya's like, I don't think it was that deep, Andy. I think that she's on a TV show, and she chose to say what she said. Oh my God, this is the most fun Zoom I've ever had. Can I just say that right now? Can I say that? Wow, technology.
And Candy's like, no, did you watch it? Wendy said that she's an over there person. And she's like, NeNe is like, only friends with people who can help her. You know, she's obviously friends with Wendy so she can feed her gossip that she can make everybody else look bad. You know, and she can show favoritism to NeNe. And Andy's like, well, yeah. NeNe? And she's like, first of all, when we got back together, the one thing I said to her is now we're going to just talk to each other instead of go on social media about each other. So I'm not going to talk about Wendy Williams at all right now. And Kenny goes, but she said you're an untalented person.
Yeah, exactly. Because Candy was like, you know, if it had been anyone else, NeNe would have gone off on them. But because it's Wendy, she doesn't. Because Wendy is got a larger platform and is maybe perhaps more famous. I don't know. But yeah. And NeNe does nothing to basically refute that. Like NeNe's behavior just sort of aligns with everything that they're accusing her of.
Yeah, NeNe has been put in her place by Wendy Williams, apparently, and she's just going to stay quiet for this segment. She's like, oh, I'll just sit here. I'll call you all dumb bitches in the next segment. Thank you.
Yes. So, Kenya, do you think that NeNe's apologies were sincere? And Kenya, of course, does not think anything is sincere. But then Portia's like, but like, why is it that like you're the only one that's allowed to have a sincere apology? You say everyone's apology is insincere except for yours, but then you apologized to me and we were supposed to be cool, and then that was clearly insincere, so what the fuck?
Yeah, and then we see that they're mad because there's an after show with Candy and Kenya laughing about the scene where Portia's crying with NeNe, her fake tears, saying, I couldn't live without you, or whatever she was saying. And, yeah. And Portia's like, why would that bother you to the point, Kenya, where you say you're going to bring receipts to the reunion? And where are these receipts? I want to see them. What are you talking about with that?
Yeah, exactly. And Kenya's like, well, I have receipts. And Portia's like, by the way, your friendship with Cynthia is a little lackluster. At which point it's like, oh, that's right. Cynthia's here, too. I forgot about that. Yeah. I mean, it's Cynthia. Lackluster and Cynthia sort of go hand in hand.
Yeah. So Kenya's like, here's the receipt. Are you ready? Well, she called me and Cynthia on the phone and said that you guys were in the news. It was in the news that Portia is doing Celebrity Apprentice and everyone thinks she's dumb, but she's making moves and we need to do something about it. And Portia's like, that's 3 years ago. What kind of receipt is that? Like, what customer service is going to take that receipt? None.
Exactly. And NeNe's like, you shut up, bitch.
Yeah, like that's beyond even Apple Care. You know,
yeah, yeah, NeNe, that is old.
NeNe but although, keeps going, shut up, bitch.
She should have. She turns into Reza. Basically, she like the time for Kenya to air that would have been then, because I guess that's around when, you know, Portia and NeNe had a big fight. Remember about 2 years ago, which is probably aligns when this all happened. So that's also probably another key to why they had that big fight. Remember when there was a thing that happened on Watch What Happens Live or like where NeNe said that Portia should be fired or something like that.
Oh, gosh. They fight so much on this show. Like, my brain can only hold so much.
Yeah, and Cynthia's like...
Yeah,
Cynthia
so Cynthia's like, we all talk everyone, shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? And so Portia's like, well, I'm going to come up with a receipt. Okay, let me get a receipt. And she starts swiping through her phone. And she goes, yeah. I have a receipt on my phone, and I'm not going to read it verbatim because I respect privacy at some point. It's like, what? So she goes, this is from Kenya about her gorgeous friend, Cynthia Bailey. And Tanya goes, is she beautiful?
So basically, I guess Kenya was going to go after Cynthia. But I guess she never did, whatever. But Portia's like, trust, your days are numbered. So, but like, it's pretty clear that Cynthia's already been fired. So it's, yes, I think her days are like not only numbered, but they're like negatively numbered because I think she's already like done. But either way, Yeah, so that's her tea that she has, her receipts. So then that's like, Andy's like, hey, can I see the screenshot? Can you see the screenshot? I really want to see the screenshot. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So yeah, they send screen. She has to send screenshots to everybody. And that's pretty much that. So,
but we never see them read the screenshots, or we never see Cynthia's reaction, right?
No, we don't see it. So then Andy's like, so Nini, why is it so important to make amends? And she's like, because it's always important to apologize when you've done something wrong. I was like, what? And then she's like, why is everybody mad that I'm in a good place with somebody? It's like, you get mad at me when I'm in a good place, and you get mad at me when I'm in a bad place. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, and by the way, she's like, it doesn't matter whether they think my apology is genuine or not. It doesn't matter because I know it's in my heart. I'm like, I think we know it's in your heart too. And it's not very good.
Yeah. So Portia is still like texting or doing yeah. something on her camera. And Candy's like, well, look, we were expecting you to make up. It's just that Portia saying life is so hard without you. Like, what the hell was that? Was that too much wine or what? And Portia's like,
well, when I was pregnant, you know, and I knew that Nini would be there for me the most because, you know, she was always there for me. Like, when we were at Upfronts, I was so upset because of Dennis, and she was there. She lifted my head out of the toilet and put a hot dog in my face or whatever.
Yeah, because she basically is like, you know, when I meant what life is so hard, because when I was pregnant, like, that's when I knew Nini would have been there for me the most. And Candy's like, but that's when she dogged you the most. Like, what don't you understand? She dogged you when you would have needed her the most, you know? And then Nini goes, no, I did not. No, I did not. And even goes, Nini, you sent that girl a cease and desist while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And then Portia, of all people, goes, Eva, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And Candy's like, look, but you know that no one wants you talking to Nini because Nini worms her way back in and then she starts dogging you later. You know, she worms her back way in or way back in and then she's mean to everybody again. It's like you know, but Candy, you were like one of the first ones who brought her back into the group. So,
yeah, but wasn't she
one of her biggest cheerleaders all season. So.
But it wasn't that Candy was, like, groveling for Portia's friendship. She just knew, okay, if I have to, like, work with this woman, then I have to, like, find a way.
No, I'm saying she brought Nini in.
Oh, Nini back.
She was the one who's like, everybody should talk to Nini, you know.
But I think that, like, Candy's point is, like, a really important one, is that in that, like, yes, like, Nini was there for you at a very important time, and that had she been your friend during your pregnancy, she could have possibly been a really supportive friend. But the point is that, like, she wasn't your friend, and that's the key there. It's not like, it's not like there was some external thing that took Nini out of the picture, and therefore Portia was deprived. She was actively against Portia, and I don't even remember what it was about. It was some bullshit. At this point, I just do not remember what caused that whole fight with the text messages. But, like, the whole point is that the reason why Nini's friendship wasn't there is because Nini was being a bad friend. And, like, that's, like, you can't overlook that. But, of course, Portia does.
Well, she's just doing what they all do, where they're like, you'd rather have Nini on your side than being evil to you and trying to ruin your life, you know? It's, like, better to have her as a weapon to use against other people.
Oh, it was the closet thing. It was the closet thing.
The most recent was the closet thing. Yeah. So anyway, Candy's like, yeah, you know, Candy says her piece, and Portia's like, well, I called her a low dog, dirty bitch too. I'm nobody's victim. And then he goes, thank you.
Yeah, she dogged me too. We cursed each other out, And then Andy's like, he's like, wait, say it like this. We dogged each other. And she goes, we dogged each other. And he goes, thank. And he gives this thumbs up to the camera, like, guys, look, yeah.
We are the shady bunch. We are. So Nini's like, you know what? They're haters, and it's okay for them to apologize and get away with it, but not me. And then everyone starts blah, 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 start yelling at each other on the camera. And Andy's like, ladies, can I get in here? Shady Bunch, ladies. Okay. I'm not going to get in here.
Yeah. Shady Bunch.
And that's the end.
That is the end. We'll be back. I wonder how many parts. You think this will be two parts or three parts?
Probably three. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be three because they would have said on the conclusion.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to squeeze three out of this puppy. So we'll be back with that next week. Tomorrow is Vanderpump Rules Day, followed by Beverly Hills and then New York. All right, everybody. If you're craving some summer house, go listen to that reunion recap over on our Patreon and find all of our videos over there. We'll be doing another couple this week. And thanks for everybody for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Hi there, Richard Herring here from Rahulastapa. Very pleased to be supporting the Acast Daycast, and not just because it rhymes, because it's an important message. Follow that government advice and stay inside as much as you can. Please stay safe during this weird and confusing and upsetting time. And while you're staying at home, why not listen to even more podcasts? I would love to recommend to you Drunk Women Solving Crime. It's like a party in your house. You're going to enjoy it. And please do stay safe. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your podcasts.